verses 1 to 4. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them.
The band is going to lead us now in a time of worship.
We are reading from Acts chapter 2, 5 to 13. Now we're staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native tongue? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, and Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine."
Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you to Mavis for that reading just now. Also, thank you to William, who read earlier. William, I bet you're really glad you didn't have all those difficult words that we gave to Mavis instead. And between them, William and Mavis have read about the day of Pentecost, the first Pentecost for the first Christians, and the giving of God's Holy Spirit, just as Jesus had promised. If you've got a service sheet, then those two readings are on your service sheet. And I want to think for a little bit about that first Pentecost, because there were some very strange and yet amazing things that happened. And in fact, three particular strange things that I want to quickly think about, and they all begin with S. I wonder if you can guess what they are. Three S's. The first, there was a strange sound. Verse 2, there was a sound like the blowing of a violent wind that came from heaven. We've had a really windy few days over the last couple of days. Strong winds blowing in from the south and the west, all around Newbury. And thank goodness, if we're going to go outside later, that it's calmed down for today. But this sound, like a great wind, was not from the south or the west. It was from heaven, and it was the sound of the power and the presence of God, and it blew into the house and into the room where the disciples were gathered, the power of the Spirit of God. That's the first strange S, a strange sound. Secondly, there was a strange sight. Verse 3, they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that came to rest on each of them. That's why we've made fire sticks. Wave your fire sticks at me, please. Thank you. It's a beautiful sight. Have them ready for when we go outside. Okay, put your fire sticks down now. Thank you. The fire was again a sign of the power and the presence of God, but not just blowing around them, but coming upon them, a sign of God's Holy Spirit upon and in every one of them, every Christian. Three strange S's, a strange sound, a strange sight, and then thirdly, a strange speech. Verse 4, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues. Now, does this picture make you feel a little ill? I don't know. We've had tongues of fire, and now we have tongues of other languages. Now, you won't hear a vicar say this very often in church. In fact, you won't be able to do this if you've got a mask on, but the children haven't got masks. Will you poke your tongue out at me, please? And behind your masks, if you've got masks on, yep. There we go. Waggle your tongues around. There's a lot of tongues in that row. Your tongue helps you to speak your language. And on that first Pentecost, the disciples began to speak in other languages, other tongues. And I want to think about this strange speech for a moment, not just tongues of fire, but tongues of many languages, because this was an amazing miracle. In Jerusalem that day were Jews from all over the world, all over the Roman world and beyond. They all spoke many different languages. And yet everyone heard the disciples speaking about God and praising God in their own language. It was a miracle. And it was an important miracle because it showed that there was now a new unity for the people of God. A new unity. Everyone was equal. Everyone was able to hear about God in their own language. No one was made to feel separate or stupid or excluded or not important. Whatever country or culture they came from, whatever language they spoke, they were united by the gift of the Spirit of God. This is a gift that the Holy Spirit gives to all Christians because he lives in each one of us. So there are no more important Christians and less important Christians. There are no first-class Christians and second-class Christians. We are all equal, united. Over the last year, we've had to think a lot in our world about how we are so often biased against people who are different to us. So sadly has the church had to think about that. We're not always very good at it. We've had to think about racism, about how we often treat people badly, either deliberately or unconsciously when they're different to us. But the church, God's people, the church is to be a place of unity, where we are all equal and we are all treated equally. Where everyone is included and no one is made to feel less important. And that's a gift of the Spirit that he gives to us. St. Paul says in Ephesians, he says, do everything you can to keep the unity which the Spirit gives. And one of my hopes and prayers as we come out of COVID is that we would be a church where we are different, perhaps increasingly different, but also increasingly united. And you know, it's wonderful at St. Nick's because we do have people here from many different backgrounds and countries and cultures and languages. And to help us think about that just for a minute, we've put together a short video. We're going to watch it in just a minute. Of different members of our church family praying the Lord's Prayer in their own language. We're going to watch it. And then when it finishes, the band are going to play the song, Be Still, for the presence of the Lord by his Spirit present here with us. And so as we watch the video, and then as we listen, we'll stay seated to the song. You might like to pray Lord, thank you for our differences. And thank you that in Jesus and by the gift of his Spirit, we are all equal. Help us to keep the unity that the Spirit gives. In fact, why don't I pray that now, and then we'll watch the video and listen to the song. Let's pray together. Lord God, we thank you for our differences. We thank you that in Jesus and by the gift of his Spirit, we are all equal. Help us to keep the unity that the Spirit gives. Amen. So we're going to watch this video.
Our Father in heaven,
Om Namam Parisutta Padivadaga.
Apojie Naraga Oge Hashimyo.
Mapenzi Yako Yatimizwe.
Swargatile Pule Bumilum Agename.
Geef ons vandag ons dagelijkse brood.
Minam hundit zai.
Como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden.
Ne nous laisse pas entrer en tentation.
De szabadíts meg a gonosztól.
Kyoki, rajy aur parakram.
Lobukhosi, obako.
Forever and ever, amen.